Our scriptures this morning are from Isaiah 43, verse 2 and 3, and Romans 15, 13. Isaiah 43, verses 2 and 3. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and the flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Sabea in your stand. Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And Lord, we do pray today for those who are listening by podcast. We ask that you would meet each one of them, God, at their point of need, God, that they know we're concerned with them. And so we are praying for them as well. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We ask that you would speak through me this morning. Allow your word to bless those here and attend it to those who listen by podcast. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So today, I'm talking from the topic, there's always hope. So I came to this topic in a kind of a funny way. I was sitting and talking to someone, and she was going through some things, and it didn't seem like it was going to work out. It just seemed like it had been a long time, and it wasn't going to work out. And so she said to me, she was joking, and she knows God's on her side. But at this moment, she was joking, and she said, you know what? I think I'm just going to ride this hopelessness out. And I'm like, what? And she, you know, we started laughing because I know she didn't mean it, but it stuck with me. There are times when hopelessness can just take over us. When we're going through something, there's some tragedy or something that has happened, and it seems like it's just not going to end. It feels like it's going to go on forever and ever. And you can fall into hopelessness. But I want to encourage you today to know that there's always hope. There's always hope. No matter what you're going through, there's always hope. And so I started to just think about this, even in my own life, I started to think about it. And the other day I was talking to someone and she had been through a sickness. She had been through a sickness. She was kind of tired. And because of that sickness, she was having financial issues. And she was pretty tired of this journey. And we just started talking, and I didn't like force encouragement on her. But what we started talking about was the Word of God. We just started talking about the Word of God, and I'll tell her a scripture, then she'd tell me one, and we started talking, and I just was like, hey, remember when God did this? Remember when he did that for you? And so before we were done, she was kind of like, wow, I feel so much better. And we just really encouraged each other in building up that hope. There's always hope, and a good way to encourage each other is to give the Word of God, to build up that hope that sometimes they're just, it's not that they don't know, it's not that they're not familiar with it, but sometimes you can be so troubled that you just need someone to help you to build up the Word of God. So my first scripture is from Psalms, and it's 42, 5 through 6, and it says, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? But your hope is in God. For I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. And what I liked about the scriptures, it says, my soul is downcast, but I'm going to turn to God. I need that hope that comes from just being in his presence, from reading his word, from being uplifted. My soul is downcast. I'm feeling a little hopeless, but there's always hope. Because I turn to the Word of God. This always makes me think of my mom. When I was sick, when I was really sick back in, it's been 15 years. I've been cancer-free 15 years, and so I thank God for that. But when I was really sick, and it felt like I really didn't care if I left here or not. I felt like, God, you've got this. I don't have to worry about it. You've got my family. You've got the things that I'm concerned with. I felt, I'm all right if you take me. I was feeling hopeless. Why? Because chemo was so hard. It was really hard. It was hard on my body. It was hard on me, just period. But when I would feel like that, I would see my mom come into my room at 2 or 3 in the morning, and she'd be praying over me. That gave me hope. Well, man, if she feels like it's okay, it's worth it. You know, she would speak over me. She'd say to me, "Say, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord." And I'd say it till I believed it and I felt it. And she would build my hope back up. My hope that this too will pass. This only lasts just a short time for me. That journey was just a short time in the scheme of things, because now I'm 15 years out. So in the scheme of things, it only lasts just a short time. But because she spoke that hope into me, she got me up and get up and know that God's got you. Know that he's going to be with you. Know that he's going to take care of you. Even through this, he's walking this journey with you. And I remember when I did come out of it, and my chemo treatments, as harsh as they were to me, they weren't as harsh as they were to some others that I knew. And I was praying about that, and the Lord showed me. He said, "You know that poem, Footprints in the Sand?" He said, "That's why it wasn't as hard on you. You didn't feel it. So, because I was carrying you through it, I was carrying you." That's hope, knowing that he's never going to leave us. Amen. He's never going to forsake us. Even in our time of trouble, even in our time of illness, our time of distress, whatever that stress may be, whatever you're going through, know that he's not going to leave you. You can depend on him. Amen. He has that. He gives you that hope. There's always hope. So long as you're walking with him, there's always hope. You do not have to give up on God, because he's not going to leave you. He promised he would be with us. And so my next scripture reminds me of my mom, because she would have me reading this scripture all the time. And when I saw it the other day, it had come up on something I was reading. And I just felt so strongly, okay, I need to read this scripture. So all of this came from this scripture, actually, this whole sermon, because I was thinking of her and I was thinking this scripture just blessed me this week. So Isaiah 43:2-3 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead." There's always hope. He tells us, when you walk through the rivers, when you walk through the water, that means when you're going through your troubled times, he said, "I'll be with you." That's why you can have hope. That's where hope comes from. It's when you're going through, he says, "I'll be with you." The rivers, the water, the troubles, the things that you're going through, knowing that he's going to be with you. He's going to walk you through that journey. And that gives me hope to know that no matter what I'm going through, even when I wake up in the morning and feel like, "Ooh, I really don't want to go through this day. Have you had that day? I really don't want to do this today." He's with me. He's walking through that journey with me. He said, "I'll be with you. I'll walk with you through the waters, the rivers. They won't overtake you. You won't drown. I will lift you up." And you can trust and depend on that. You can trust and depend on God that he will not leave you. He will not. He promised he won't forsake you. He will be with you until the very end. And the key is just to dwell on him. When you're feeling down, when you're feeling hopeless, like the young lady told me, "I'm just going to ride this hopeless thing." And I'm like, what? No. When you're feeling like that, turn to his word. His word will give you joy. His word gives us joy. It gives us peace. Turn to his word for that uplifting. Turn to a friend. Or be a friend to help someone when they're feeling, when you see them. I've had to do that so many times. I'm sitting talking to someone and I can feel they're feeling downcast. So I don't push it on them, but I just talk them through it. I'm just like, "Well, you know, what do you think about that? Do you remember when God did this? You know what God did?" You know, I just kind of softly talk them through it, not to say, "Get up," you know, and you can do that also. Get up off of that. Off that bed. You can do that also. But sometimes it's really nice to just help them to see and feel that hope, the hope that comes from God, the hope that comes from trusting in him and believing in him. And so I think I have one more scripture, a couple more. Isaiah 40:31. "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." When you put your hope in God, it's amazing. He will give you strength. Have you ever felt that? You're like, "I don't know if I'm going to make it." but I'm going to trust you, God. And you feel strength coming on you. You feel, oh, I guess I can get up today. I guess I can make it today. And you, before you know it, you're telling someone else how they can make it. Because when you put your hope in him, he said, you can rise up with wings like eagles. You can soar. That means he's going to take you through every journey, everything you're going through when you put your hope in him. It's so important that we don't lose hope. I mean, hope is exactly what we need. When you look out today, you look at the news, you look at all the things that are going on in our community and across the nation. Sometimes when you look at the news, it's like, bad thing, bad thing, bad thing, bad thing. You know, when they're getting ready to come on and they're like, today on the news, and then it's bad thing, bad thing, bad thing, bad thing. I'm like, oh my goodness. But I put my hope in God. I put my hope in him, knowing that no matter what that looks like, no matter what is going on in this world, he promised. His promise was that I will not leave you. He promised, if you put your hope in me, I'll give you strength. You won't faint. I felt like fainting sometimes, like, oh, it's too much. Have you ever in those old movies and you're just like, oh, you want to pass out? I've felt like that sometimes. But putting my hope in him, knowing that even though I feel like I'm going to faint today, even though I feel like it's not going to work, like things are falling apart, my hand is in God's hand. My hope and my trust is him. There's always hope when you put your trust in God. There's always hope. And so I'm going to leave you with this last scripture today. And it's somewhat of a blessing. It's Romans 15 and 13. And it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we talked about the Holy Spirit last week. He gives us hope. But may God fill you up with hope in that time of distress. May he let someone touch someone's heart to remind you of the hope. May he touch your heart to remind someone else of the hope. May you walk in hope. May he fill you with joy and peace as you go out this week. As you're going through this week, you may have troubles. There may be times, there may be things that have been going on for a long time. Sickness, you know, there's financial things. Your children, I tell you guys all the time about the battles I had getting my son to an adult. And now he's an awesome kid. He's a young man, 36. But boy, there was a journey there. I had to put my hope that God promised if you raise them up in him, they won't depart. And so we had to really just trust and depend on the word of God, knowing that he gives us hope. Amen. There's always, always hope when you put your trust in God. Amen. I'm done. I'm done today. I'm letting y'all out. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we give you praise, God, that we can put our hope and our trust in you. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies and the grace that you show us. We thank you that you will take care of us. We thank you that you will not leave us. God, we thank you for your promises to love us, God. And we just give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory today. And Lord, we do pray today for all of those things that are going on in the world today, all of the chaos and all of that. We thank you that you have us right in the palm of your hand. You promised you would never leave us. And so we thank you that you have control, complete control. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor, God, all of the praise. And we do lift our praise list up to you again. All of those on the prayer list, you know them, each one, face by face, person by person, name by name. You know exactly what it is they need, why they're on our prayer list. We ask that you would meet them today, each one, at their very point of need. We thank you, God. We give you honor. We give you glory. We praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.